Yes, sir. Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you bestowed on our community. We pray for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of Resolution 2020-14, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2019-2020 fiscal year budget. Ms. Austin.
Mayor, Council, thank you for allowing me to present these budget adjustments to you this evening. They begin on page 8 of the PDF. Go back down a little bit, Nadine, to the March 2019. One. There you go, March 2020 right there. Okay, thank you. There are two separate, to the general fund, we have two separate requests to increase the operating budget for the general fund. The first request is for the garage at $5,000. The garage's total operating budget is $18,000, therefore this is a 4% increase. The second is for the electrical department for $6,000. The electrical department's total operating budget is $45,000, therefore this is a 13% increase. Basically what is going on here, these adjustments represent an increased demand in city services prior to the economic downturn, but we still need to increase the budget just to complete the fiscal year on target. Let's see, on disaster preparedness, we have three different budget adjustments. The first is for an overpayment of FEMA funds for a city road project. This overpayment was discovered during a regular reconciliation of project spending and reimbursements and is not an uncommon process with FEMA, and this amount is $83,000. The second one is $1.3 million. The state has asked the city and county to make the final brine well payment in fiscal year 20 versus fiscal year 21. These funds have already been earmarked for this purpose, so all we're changing them is from when we pay them, which is from this fiscal year versus last coming up fiscal year. The final request in the Disaster Preparedness Fund is for $800,000. This is an additional amount that the state is requesting proportionately from both the city and the county to share in unbudgeted costs to finish the brine well project. And these costs are primarily gross receipts tax. We have one adjustment in the Airport Improvement Fund. This request increases both revenue and expenditures. The city has qualified for a $106,000 grant for further runway engineering, and the total cost of the project is $112,000. Therefore, the city's portion or the city's match is $6,000. We have three promotional lodgers tax requests. The first is for $12,000 for dirt daubers to advertise the Tri-5 Chevy car show. The second is for $8,000 for the Carlsbad Gym and Mineral Society to advertise their annual show. The third is for Carlsbad Main Street for $74,000 to advertise Cavern Fest 2020. And these requests were approved by the Lodgers Tax Advisory Board meeting during March 2020 regularly scheduled meeting. And finally, we have one request for non-promotional lodgers tax fund for $80,000. This request is for the Potash Park. These funds were originally approved in the general fund, but all we're doing here is moving these expenditures from the general fund into lodgers tax. I will stand for any questions.
Questions for Ms. Austin? If not, I'd ask Mayor Pro Tem Rodriguez.
Yes, sir, Mayor. Our budget committee has met. We're well aware of everything that's going on here. And our biggest issue right now, I guess, would be the brine well. And although we had hoped it wouldn't, we kind of thought it would. So it's just a cash flow problem like we talked about would be likely to happen when this project started. So it's just come to fruition. And I think everything in the report, and I want to thank Wendy and her department for doing such a wonderful job and keeping us informed. And with that, I would make a motion for approval.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Number three, consider approval of resolution 2020-15, a resolution for the acceptance and approval of the independent auditor's report for the year ended June 30th, 2019. Ms. Austin?
Oh, thank you again, Mayor. Before you tonight, I believe we have Farley Veneer on the phone with Hinkle and Landers. Is that correct?
Farley, can you hear us? He's on the line. Yes, thank you.
Okay, just in summary, though, I'm happy to report that the city received an unmodified report for their 2019 annual audit, and Farley will give you a little bit more detail on that. But what that states is, to a high level, the assurance that the financial statements are presented in all material respects in accordance with applicable financial reporting standards. In addition, the audit was timely, which is important for the city, because if you don't have a timely audit, then you don't qualify for certain grants. There were two items that the auditors recommend that we correct and work on, and we were already correcting those items. One was a lien list that comes from our utility system to file liens on customers who are past due in their invoicing and their billing, and the other one was the fixed asset system, but we have already started working on converting those two modules into Munis. So without any further ado, I'll let Farley give you an overview.
Okay, Farley, did you hear? We're ready.
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Mayor and council members. This is Farley, the partner in charge of the audit for the city of Carlsbad. And I will try to give you a brief summary. I think Wendy has already done a great job summarizing it. You had your audit report was submitted to the state auditor's office on time and released, and is now available for the public to review. And the opinions, so there are two opinions that are given, and they're both unmodified, which means clean opinions. The first is on the financial statements, and so we believe those numbers that we are presenting there are correct, materially correct. And then the other opinion is on the compliance with the federal, the expenditures of the federal grant money, and that's an unmodified or clean opinion as well. There were two comments that we identified in the audit, but they were fairly minor comments. One was related to your capital assets, which Wendy has already talked about, and then another policy related to your the way you administer the liens on utilities. So those were the two comments. They appear to be fairly minor, and for management, you are resolving those. And other than that, I don't know if there's anything else we should highlight here. It was a great audit. We do really appreciate working with the City of Carlsbad management staff. It was a great collaboration, so thank you very much for the work, and you guys are keeping your nose clean.
Do we have questions? Questions from the council for Farley? If not, I'd call on Councilman Rodriguez.
I don't really have a question. I have more of a comment. Farley, I'd like to thank you for your time and effort on this. We appreciate your diligence, and I'd like to commend Wendy and Melissa and the entire crew that worked with them on this. The fact that the two findings we had were internal controls and lean policy, which on page 73 of our report are classified under C and D, which is a finding that does not raise a level of significant deficiency, and D would be a non-compliance with a state audit rule, state statutes, or other entity compliance. So both of these ended up being issues of timing. We were in the process of filing the liens, just had not had them done yet. And the capital asset was the fact that we were switching from the AS-400 to the Muni. So if these are the significance of our findings, I'm very, very happy. I'm very proud. And I just want to commend Wendy and her entire staff for the job they did on this.
Thank you. And that's a motion?
That's a motion, yes, sir. I'd like to see this pass.
And we have a second?
Second.
And I think before the vote, I think Mr. Waldscheid had something.
Eddie answered my question about Wendy and Mr. Farley, so this was fantastic. Thank you.
Right.
Eddie, thank you.
I also would like to say thank you to Wendy and all the finance department for doing an outstanding job, and also to Farley. Thank you, Farley.
Thank you, sir.
We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Waldscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Thank you, Farley.
Thank you, Farley. Thank you, Ms. Austin. Number four, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Britt if he would comment briefly on number four.
Mayor and members of the council, we went out for an RFP for management to provide concession and aquatic recreation services at Port Jefferson, and we received one response from a Faulkner Marine LLC, which I believe is a Carlsbad entity, and they presented a proposal that seemed very workable, and I would recommend that we move forward with trying to negotiate a contract with them, and if we can do that, then we'll have a new concessionaire at the beach.
Questions from Mr. Britt? Thank you, Mr. Britt.
Thank you. I make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Waldscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number five, consider approval of funding request from the New Mexico Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department for the Carlsbad Brine Well Project. Mr. Lowe.
Yeah. If you give me 1 second, I'm going to get Mr. Griswold on the line.
Okay.
If there's anything. Mr. Griswold?
Yes.
We'll be discussing the item starting now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Mayor, member of the council, as Ms. Austin gave an overview during her budget adjustments of the two brine well requests from the state of New Mexico, I want to briefly describe them once again. It's two requests. The first request is to pay the fiscal year 21 payment this fiscal year. Essentially, that is paying that payment 2 months early. That's the first request. The second request is for an additional $800,000 in funding, and that is to match state funds that were appropriated during the 2020 legislative session. And a lot of that money is to go toward gross receipts tax and to cover some additional costs. of the Crosby-Brownwell project. So,
thank you, Mr. Lowe. Mr. Griswold, do you have anything you wanted to add?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Not really, other than to say that the commitment from both the city and the county in this regard is very important, and I appreciate your all's understanding and taking it up. So,
okay, while we've got you on the phone, could you give us a brief update on where you're at, how things are going?
Sure, Mr. Mayor and councilman, council people. It's been a challenge since December when we found this void up there in the north. We continue to work and trying to find ways to go ahead and complete the project in spite of this change of scope, which is pretty significant, and then the impacts of the situation with the virus. We've had to slow down a bit because we have some crew that comes in from out of state, and so we've had to readjust things so that they don't leave the state now, at least as often. We've gone from 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. We continue to well, at least that's the injection portion. We continue to monitor 24/7 as well.
Do you have an anticipated date of completion?
Well, it depends on how fast we're able to continue to get sand in the ground. We've gotten about 53,000 cubic yards in since the first part of January, which is a lot, but not at a rate that we had initially hoped, at least. But we're right now on a track to probably be done with the sand backfill either late June or maybe the end of July.
Question from the council, Mr. Walshad.
Mayor, if I may, Mr. Griswold, I have heard that there is like a river running underneath the latest well that you guys are trying to pump sand into, and you're having a heck of a problem trying to pump enough sand in there to complete the process that you're going through. Is any of that true?
Well, back right before the holidays there, back in December, our drilling program, we encountered this large void in the northern part of the property. And that void extends underneath the road. It looks like the cavern, the old brine cavern in that part of the site probably failed 20-some-odd years ago. We had initially projected going in that we were going to have to inject about 30,000 cubic yards of grout across the entirety of the property to get it dealt with. But this void in that northern portion is over 100,000 cubic yards on its own. So that's more than three times the volume. And so we had to be nimble on it and switch what we were doing. It's probably it is not the proper way to fill a large open void with grout. That's just cost ineffective. And so we switched over to this sand injection process that we've been using since the early part of the year.
But you were able to fill the void, correct? You're filling it. Mr. Griswold, right?
Well, we are filling it. We have already, you know, when we started back in September in the southern portion, things looked pretty good, and we've used grout down in that area, and so that area is now stabilized. So the irrigation canal, the trailer park, and the church property are out of the woods. But this area up to the north is a different animal. Like I say, a whole lot larger than we anticipated. And so that's been the focus of our efforts ever since.
Okay. Well, thank you for your comment.
Further questions for Mr. Griswold? Thank you, Mr. Griswold. Mayor Pro Tem Rodriguez.
Mayor, as I said before, the cash flow crunch was something that we thought was inevitable. And being a contractor, I also understand that change orders are inevitable. And The fact that this was discovered is good. I'm glad we found the cavern and that we're filling it and rendering this safe. And when this whole process started, the city, the county, and the state all vowed to work together. We need to continue that and make sure we get this thing addressed and protect the citizens and the economy of Carlsbad. So with that, I would move for approval.
We have a motion.
Second.
And second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Griswold.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Number six, consider approval of renewal of business license for Courtesy Sporting and Pawn, located at 1095 North Canal. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this item is a request to renew the business license for Courtesy Sporting and Pawn. Our ordinance requires certain businesses to come before council to renew their business license application yearly. Pawn shops are one of those businesses. Part of the application is they have to provide us certain information. They have to prove that they're in good standing with the state, and they have to have the police department do a check on the business and write a report. The police department did that and submitted the report to the planning department on March 30th. They are in concurrence and agreed that renewing the business license would be proper. Therefore, the planning staff recommends approval of this request.
Question for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Number seven, consider approval of ordinance number 2020-06, an ordinance granting the New Mexico Gas Company Incorporated a franchise for its natural gas utility within the city of Carlsbad. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance 2020-06, and will now convene as a public hearing. And Ms. Reardon.
This is a franchise agreement with the New Mexico Gas Company. They're the company that provides most residential and commercial gas service here in the city of Carlsbad. This, under the terms of this franchise, the gas company would have access to our rights of way in order to place their infrastructure, typically their pipelines. This would typically be alleys, streets, and other public ways. It would be a 25-year franchise. That's what we had last with them. The franchise fee would be 2% of their sales. There are some sales that are accepted. Those are sales to parties for third-party sales to the city of Carlsbad. The two major changes that come about with this agreement compared to the last 25-year agreement would be that the gas company have agreed to comply with our infrastructure rules, how you excavate in a street, how you patch it, etc., and that they would go through that process for us. We do give them an exception for emergency circumstances. Sometimes, obviously, there's a situation where they can't necessarily go through our process, and because there's an emergency or some sort of time crunch that they're under. But otherwise, that's what they would comply with. That was what was asked for by our business department.
Questions for Ms. Reardon? Thank you, Ms. Reardon. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of Ordinance 2020-06.
Mayor, one thing I'd like to say before we file a motion is I'd like to thank them for moving their office to San Jose and off of 285. We had many a call about people and how close a call they had getting in or out of there off of 285. So I do commend them for that. And I would.
And they've got a very nice office.
Yes,
out in San Jose.
And I would move for approval.
Thank you. Was that a motion?
Yes, sir.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Number 8, consider approval of ordinance number 2020-07, an ordinance rezoning part of C2 commercial 2 district to C1 commercial 1 district for approximately 0.18 acre property located at 403 Laredo Street. Applicant Mario Perez Sr. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance 2020-07, and will now convene as a public hearing. And Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning on the subject property, 403 Laredo Street, from C2 Commercial 2 District to C1 Commercial 1 District. As you'll remember, C1 is a more restrictive commercial zoning. The applicant wished to possibly have a residence on the property. C2 does not allow that. C1 will allow that, so that is what was driving their decision to have the zoning changed. The applicant went before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the March 2nd, 2020 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. That commission considered the item and recommended approval with a vote of 4 in favor of approval, none against, and 1 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson.
I've got one, if I may. Jeff, would the C1 have any effect on his insurance for a residence?
No.
No, okay.
Because our ordinance does allow single-family residents in a limited fashion in C1, but it does allow it.
So if his home were damaged on this in this zone, he'd be covered by insurance.
Correct, and he would be able to rebuild in a residential nature.
Thank you, Councilman.
Yes, I see that legal asked for a denial. Why is that? Everybody else voted recommended, but legal said denial.
I don't want to speak too much for the legal department, but I believe their objection was that they didn't feel that it met the criteria to be rezoned. Is that something?
Ms. Reardon?
If they move back to the photo showing the surrounding zoning, I believe my concern was the fact that although it is near the C1 zone, it is not, it would be essentially a spot zone.
Right. The property to the west in the pink there, that's R1 Residential 1. Everything in blue you see along San Jose Boulevard is C2, so it does act as a commercial corridor. If you actually go into the area and review the uses, you'll see it's primarily residential in that area. That's one of the reasons that Planning Department and the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval.
And that was discussed with me after that opinion was noted, and I agreed with it. One of the things we had looked at is whether or not we need to go back to some of the other areas and address that with some of the other residential uses, because residential would not normally be allowed in this in the current zoning. And if the other buildings were also in an improper zone, when we switched from our old zone code to the new zone code, I had recommended we look at those and correct that zoning. So that was my comment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Further questions from the council? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, is there anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of ordinance 2020-07.
Mayor, if I may, the move to obtain more housing for our residents is utmost on my agenda, and this move would allow the building of another home there. So I would move for approval of this.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Number nine, consider approval of ordinance number 2020-08, an ordinance rezoning part of R1 Residential 1 District to R2 Residential 2 District for an approximately 1.85-acre property located at 214 North 5th Street, applicant Jen Fignier. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance 2020-08, and will now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning on the subject property, 214 North 5th Street, from R1 Residential 1 District to R2 Residential 2 District. As you'll remember, R1 Residential 1 District is our single family residential zoning. The applicant came before the council at a previous meeting with the intent to put a mobile home park there, but they've changed their plans. Part of their plan still is to locate multiple residences on the property. In order to do that, they need to have our multifamily residential zoning, which is the R2. They brought this request before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the March 2nd, 2020 commission meeting. That commission voted to recommend approval with a vote of 4 in favor of approval, none against, and 1 absent.
Question from Mr. Patterson from the council.
I'd like that, Mayor, if I could.
Councilman.
So it meets your approval? You like what's going on? We disapproved this last time because of the zoning, right?
That was the previous item, was a conditional use permit to operate the mobile home park.
Yes.
We did not agree with that because there wasn't exactly enough space, in our opinion, to put a proper park in there. However, they're exploring other options to place multiple residences on the property. It's almost 2 acres, so we can accommodate more than one residence, in the planning department's opinion. As long as they work with the city, we recommend approval.
Thank you.
Further question from the council? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? If not, is there anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? If not, we'll now consider approval. We'll now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of ordinance 2020-08.
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Number 10, consider approval of ordinance number 2020-09, an ordinance rezoning part of RR Rural Residential District to R1 Residential 1 District for an approximately 54.85-acre property located east of Old Cavern Highway and south of Hamilton. Applicant Martin Farm Subdivision, Bar W Farms. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance 2020-09, and will now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning on the subject property. Martin Farms Units 3, from RR Rural Residential District to R1 Residential 1 District. The subject property is approximately 54.85 acres. The applicants are the builders, owners of the property where Martin Farms Units 1 and 2 were built. And as you'll remember, they changed the zoning for both of those properties to R1 Residential 1 District. So this would match the previous development just adjacent to this property. R1 Residential 1, as I stated earlier, is our single-family residential zoning. This is what this development will be. It will be more single-family housing. The applicant presented this item before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the March 2nd, 2020 Commission meeting. The commission voted to recommend approval with a vote of 4 in favor of approval, none against, and 1 absent.
Questions from the council for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the resolution, for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Welcome, Mr. Dunnigan.
Mr. Mayor, Council, I represent the owners, and to reiterate what Mr. Patterson said, we've already done 2 units of Martin Farms subdivision. This 51 lot addition will be the 3rd unit, ready to get started, and would appreciate your vote for changing it to R1 single family residential.
Questions for Mr. Dunnigan? Thank you, Mr. Dunnigan. Oh, we have one for Mr. Waldershine.
I understand there's a rumor going around that they were going to put in a bunch of trailer houses, and I heard this from a very reputable source. Is that true?
Why do you have him? Is that why you have him? We're going to burn the trash of one of the next door neighbors in the city who's already gotten a notice, I know.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Dunnigan. I think that's enough questions for you. Mr. Waldershine, did you have something you wanted to say?
They answered the question very well. Yeah.
Thank you. The other
Waldershine. Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we're now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of ordinance 2020-09.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion for approval.
We have a motion?
Second what he said.
Which one?
Right there.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Waldershine?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
You're approved.
Get busy.
Number 11, consider approval of ordinance number 2020-10, an ordinance rezoning part of R1 Residential 1 District to C2 Commercial 2 District for an approximately 0.375 acre property located at 818 Center Avenue, applicant Isaac Galindo. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance 2020-10. And we'll now convene as a public hearing. And one more time, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning on the subject property, 818 Center Avenue, from R1 Residential 1 District to C2 Commercial 2 District. The property is approximately 0.375 acres in size. This property is just south of a city park. Although there is commercial operation along Center Avenue in the area, city staff was pretty much unanimous in their wish to deny this request. And as was the planning department, the applicant took this item before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the March 2nd, 2020 commission meeting. A motion to recommend denial was made. A vote was taken with 2 in favor of denial, 1 against denial, 1 abstain, and 1 absent. So the motion failed to carry. In such cases, the item would be considered denied from that commission.
Questions from the council for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? Welcome. Will you state your name for the record, please?
I do, sir. How are you?
I'm sorry.
How are you?
Good.
Isaac Galindo.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Isaac Galindo. So I'm coming here to explain, guys. I just want to build my shop right there. And I already buy the land. I buy the metal building. So I have everything ready. I already explained everything. So I'm just waiting for you to approve me to set up my business right there.
Mm-hmm. Question from the council?
Mayor, if I could. Mayor.
Oh, Councilman Walter.
Isaac, what kind of business are you in?
HVAC, heating and cooling.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I was curious.
My job.
Okay.
Yeah, and also right there, I'm sorry. And also right there, my parents live between the lawn. So what I want is to take care at the same time, you know, because it's already, you know, it's too old, and I want to carry, you know, something happen, I'm there, the next door, you know. So it's what I want to, it's what I say. I already spend a lot of money, so it's there already. I buy the building and everything. So this is what I want to tell you guys.
Further question from the council? Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of Ordinance 2020-10.
Mayor, I have a...
Councilman?
I have a question. Can I ask Mr. Patterson a question?
Sure.
Mr. Patterson, on your committee, how many people were there that were against it, by chance?
Are you talking about city staff or the commission itself?
The residents for that area.
At the planning and zoning.
At the planning and zoning.
Oh, I think that there were some people that showed up. I'll need to look in the minutes to find out a number, which I have the minutes here somewhere. There were some residents that showed up to the commission meeting, and they stated their children walk to school, go to school right there at Desert Willow, and they were not in favor. Their kids play at the park. And so they were not in favor of more commercial activity in the area. There was a multiple. I would need to look in the minutes to find out a number for you. I can do that if you wish.
Then there was three families, JJ.
Three families?
Three families. Okay. They were against it, opposition.
Okay. Thank you.
Further question for Mr. Patterson? Anyone else against the ordinance? If not, we're now reconvened as a city council to consider the ordinance.
Mayor, I continue to have concerns about having businesses in a residential area. I would prefer to see homes going up there. And I feel for having already bought the building and everything, but having a commercial business that close to an elementary school and a city park, especially with the sharp edges and different shavings that are going to happen with an HVAC and ductwork system, I would have to move to uphold the denial and not allow this.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Galindo, you can get with Mr. Patterson, and he can go explain exactly where we are right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Number 12, Council Committee Reports. Anyone on the council have any updates?
Mayor, the Nuclear Opportunities Task Force had a phone meeting this morning. Although the social distancing and working from home is proving to be a little bit problematic, they continue to work diligently. Progress is being made at the site. Jobs are continuing to go on. We're moving forward as best we can and trying to keep WIP up and running and get our shafts drilled and our airways open back up so that we can continue to serve the United States in the capacity that we can.
Thank you. Anyone else? Not, we'll move to number 13, And I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion. Can we get a second? We have a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
We're adjourned.